This is Shir 35 in our series on Avodas HaBitachon. Based on the way we've established the obligation to perform Hashtalos, a critical practical question arises. What is the status of an individual who finds themselves in a situation where Hashtalos is impossible to perform? He's in a situation where it seems like there's no way out. Let's think of two examples. During COVID, a lot of people were out of work and didn't have any work to do. Let's say someone has a disability, is unable to perform work. The answer is profound. A person in such a state can maintain absolute internal tranquility, knowing that the result can reach him solely through the merit of his bitachon, entirely independent of any external effort. This principle is explicitly codified by the Beis HaLevi, who explains that when a person has ein shum sibo lishtadaboy lahasik tzirochov, no reason or way to make effort to achieve his needs, it should not discourage him. Ki achrei shekvar na'u loy lihishoer hishtalos hamtulo olo. That because he's locked in a situation where the gates of hishtalos are closed, shuv niftar b'chiyuv azeh, he's exempt from this obligation, from the obligation of yeshle l'toyach b'shem, and he should rely solely on Hashem. Everything we have discussed at this point reinforces a singular truth. The bounty you receive is never a direct result of your hishtalos. Hishtalos is merely an obligation of the law, while the actual provisions of your needs is a product of your bitachon. This leads to a radical conclusion. Even when you possess no means of effort, you are no less entitled to receive what you need than someone who is actively laboring. The Beis HaLevi adds that even when a situation appears to be, a Torah is very close, it seems to be that misfortune is going to come to you, and you don't have any Eitza or any advice to be safe from it. Nevertheless, the ways of Hashem remain hidden, and the Yeshua of Hashem can arrive at any second. Yeshua Hashem keheref ayin. As the Gemara Brachas teaches, even if a sharp sword is menuchas al tzavori, resting on your neck, you should never be discouraged from Hashem's mercy, because Yeshua is a result of your bitachon. If you are trapped in a scenario where nothing can seemingly be done, you are fundamentally exempt from the obligation of labor. Your entire focus must be the cultivation of your bitachon. The Beis HaLevi offers a powerful proof of this reality. For 40 years, Klal Yisrael wandered in the desert, and they were never lacking anything. They were in a place where they had no hishtalos to do, yet Hashem provided them sustenance. Furthermore, this teaches us two very vital, important boundaries. Number one, the prohibition of forbidden effort. No person should ever contemplate performing hishtalos that violates halacha. Such a form of hishtalos is totally forbidden and could never possibly help a person. Number two, the end of panic labor. This dictates how a person should work. Is there a need to be nervous, to push people in line, to shout at others, or to drive recklessly to save a few minutes? Absolutely not. None of these behaviors are necessary. One should never do anything with a panic. Instead, one should work kefia regilus, according to what is customary. Finally, a person should never focus on the idea that they must earn their livelihood through a specific predetermined profession. As the Chavis HaVavis explained in Shar Petachon chapter 3, one should never harbor the thought that they are confined to a single career path. You can rely on Hashem, knowing that any legitimate form of hishtalos you perform is sufficient to fulfill your obligation, and that Hashem will certainly provide your parnasa through that vessel or any other he chooses. Have a wonderful night.